Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. It's such a privilege to be able to read the scripture with you and then just pray for you according to that scripture. And to those of you who are new to Pray Every Day, that's basically the format of this podcast. It's pretty simple. I read from a chapter of the Bible, and I try to do it in order, in particular books, and then I just pray as the Holy Spirit leads me for you according to what we've just read. So today I'm reading from Proverbs 25, verses 1 through 14 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. These are also the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and material comes out for the refiner. Take away the wicked from the king's presence, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Don't exalt yourselves in the presence of a king or claim a place among great men, for it is better that it be said to you, "Come up here," than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. Don't be hasty in bringing charges to court. What will you do in the end when your neighbor shames you? Debate your case with your neighbor, and don't betray the confidence of another, lest one who hears it will put you to shame and your bad reputation never depart. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover to an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the souls of his masters. As clouds and wind without rain, so is he who boasts of gifts deceptively. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you that we can come to you today with everything on our minds. We can give you the folks in our lives that are hard to love. We can give you ourselves who are hard to love sometimes. And Lord, as I've been working on that word kinder this year and trying to be kinder to myself, I know how hard this is just to be kind to me. So maybe there's someone else out there that struggles with that. I'm pretty sure I'm not alone. So help us to be kind to ourselves this year. Lord, thank you for refining us, just as this scripture was talking about how silver is refined. Lord, we want to be refined, which means sometimes we have to go through the fire. And in the fire, it exposes the impurities that need to be worked through. So we just thank you for the process of refining fire. Lord, help us to be humble. Help us to take the last seat. And we see a lot of this, these words echoed by Jesus in the New Testament about don't take the highest seat at the banquet, but take the lowest seat so that the person who's running the banquet can exalt you or bring you up higher. And so, Lord, in our lives, I think, at least for me, I've been a lot happier when I've been humble and I've taken the last seat. And then once in a while, I'll be, you know, pulled up in the midst of that. So, Lord, help us, teach us what it means to be humble. Sometimes it's hard to even know what that means, but we need to know. Lord, help us to fitly speak our words. And I don't really know what an apple of gold in a setting of silver. I guess I'm thinking of maybe a wedding ring that has a gold apple in it instead of a diamond. That's kind of how I'm seeing it in my mind. But in other words, it does seem valuable, and gold and silver are valuable. So help us today to be aware of the people in our lives who need an encouraging word. That's something that we are just lacking right now. We are so addicted to lambasting others, so addicted to judging and picking apart that we have forgotten the lost art of empathy and encouragement. So Lord, we want to encourage others today. And Lord, I pray for my friend listening that is just needing encouragement. And I pray you'd send an ambassador of encouragement their way with kind, aptly spoken words that just turn around their day, their week, their month, their year. And Lord, when we've experienced that, we realize how important it is. And so help us to have the mindset of, how can I bless someone with my words today? How can I encourage someone? I know today at a restaurant, the waitress was just such a great waitress, and we had the opportunity just to thank her and tell her that she was doing a good job. It didn't take any effort at all, but maybe it helped her a little bit. So Lord, help us to think that way, to have that as our sieve or our filter, that we want to spend our days, no matter where we are, no matter who we're with, encouraging with our words. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to leave a 5-star or a review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or Alexa device, however you're listening to this, it'll just help more people find the podcast. So thank you in advance for doing that. I really appreciate you.